This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, I'm sure you guys have heard, tens of thousands of Hawaiian residents have had to evacuate. Have you guys heard about this? Apparently, there she blows. A volcano has been spewing fountains of lava 150 feet skywards. Now, this is coming out of Daily Mail, and we have a variety of pictures coming out of this. And it's scary. Quartz shows pictures of the volcano. Apparently, this volcano's been erupting for a while. This volcano, it's been erupting since 1983. It's called Mount Kilauea. K-I-L-A-U-E-A. I'm horrible at Hawaiian pronunciation. I really, really apologize. And it's on Hawaii's Big Island. And so 1,500 people have already been ordered to evacuate. And they say, actually, 10,000. Now we're being with the latest, 10,000 Hawaii residents have been ordered to evacuate. The eruption was accompanied by a 5.0 magnitude earthquake, followed by hundreds of similar tremors. Apparently, warning sirens sounded across the Big Island yesterday as Hawaiian County Civil Defense urged residents of Leilani Estates in Puna to flee the approaching lava streams. I know some of you are like, wait a second, didn't Hawaii mess up the last evacuation code? Well, or order, that was a cluster. That's a shame because there's all these memes and people making fun of Hawaii. Hawaii rocks, okay? I love Hawaii. And I will defend Hawaii till days long. But yeah, that was a big cluster where somebody said, all right, evacuate, ballistic missile coming. And then they were like, oops, my bad. And apparently, the governor said he couldn't, you know, rescind the order because he didn't know his Twitter password. I just can't think of a bigger cluster. I'm not really sure what the heck happened there. Okay. If you don't know your Twitter password, have somebody else on their Twitter post. Or reset your password. Or post on Facebook. Or Instagram. Or Snapchat somebody. And his publicist that needs to be fired. I mean, honestly. Anyway, so back to this volcano. They say a 492-foot fissure opened in the ground, and lava has been now flowing from it for hours. They say the magma, every time I hear magma, I think of Austin Powers and Dr. Evil. There was magma as well. Okay. I think magma is, it's hard to say on air without giggling, I think magma is lava with rocks. Am I wrong? I'll have to look it up. I don't know. Yeah, I think we have Jason on deck, but I think he has as much volcanology. Is volcanology the Star Trek or is that volcanoes? Let me look up what magma is. I got Google. Okay, magma definition. Hold on. I'm not going to ask Siri. Should I ask Siri? Okay, let's ask Siri. Okay, let's get Siri involved here. Hold on a second. Hi, Siri. What's magma? She's thinking.
All right. Here's what I got.
A mixture of molten or semi-molten rock, volatiles, and solids that are found beneath the surface of the earth. Well, then, what's the difference between that and lava? Okay, here we go. Siri! Oh, my God. You know, see, this is why Siri will not join the Dr. Dahlia news team. This is very halfway. Here we go. Siri, what's the difference between magma and lava?
Okay, I found this on the web for what's the difference between magma and lava.
Okay, why isn't she giving us the actual... Oh, it says you've asked a good question. Yeah, I know I've asked a good question. All right, you know what? Who cares? Anyway, they say dangerously high levels of sulfur dioxide have been detected in the air. That's what I care about. That is harmful to humans if breathed in, and it could cause acid rain after combining with water. A lot of you guys are now remembering the whole Dante's Peak thing. Yeah, remember the water was bad. The water was kind of brownish. You know, it smelled bad. Lower Puna resident Ikaika Marso told the Honolulu Star Advisor that he saw fountains of lava shooting 150 feet in the air, and molten lava was spreading down Mohala Street in Leilani Estates. Now, I don't know about you guys, but whenever I hear estates next to a word, that to me means fancy with a gate. That means fancy schmancy. So we are talking about some real nice Hawaiian homes, as well as probably non-nice Hawaiian homes, getting destroyed. So Governor David Icke has declared a state of emergency, has called the National Guard to assist, and I think his Twitter account is working. The county has ordered evacuations for all of Leilani Estates. Now, according to the 2010 U.S. Census, that was the population of 1,500. That's why we heard the 1,500 number. All right, so we see thick smoke. It doesn't look good. Uber has announced, yeah, Uber's involved. Oh, yeah, Uber, they are not scared of nothing. Uber has announced that it's going to provide up to 2 free journeys per user to or from any Red Cross shelter using code PUNASAFE. The code covers journeys up to a maximum cost of $50. Okay, that's really, really nice. They're also setting up gymnasiums for evacuees and all sorts of stuff. So, when you see something like this, it's obviously panicking. And the American Red Cross of Hawaii has already opened up a shelter. They are on it. The Red Cross, God bless them. All right. Many of us want to know, well, what can we do? All right. You know, the U.S. Geological Survey says new ground cracks were reported, hot vapor emerging. This could be bigger than ones in the past. Now, remember, they've had a bunch of small earthquakes. This is a volcano that's been erupting since 83, but this one seems to be pretty, pretty large. And in terms of predicting the amount of devastation of something like this, it's hard to tell. Something like this is all the warning signs that this could be a very, very large eruption. Now, I'm not sure why there would be so many housing developments near the area if this was something that was an active volcano, but you and I are not supposed to be deciding urban planning. We're just supposed to be reporting the news. So, we'll keep you guys posted. Right now, I don't have a GoFundMe page available. However, if you do want to help, the American Red Cross could sure use your help. Not to mention, donate blood. You could always donate blood. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I received this email, and I really want to read this to you guys because this is interesting. I think it's really, really pertinent to what's going on and a problem that nobody's really talking about in the news. Adam writes, okay, and again, give him, cut him some slack for the first couple moments here. He wants to ask his wife to stop working. He said, not because I'm a chauvinist pig, but because she shops every day at work. She gets bored and must be clicking on the ads and shopping. He could tell, apparently he goes into how he could tell on PayPal, and he gives some examples of how she purchased this at noon, this at 1:30, this at 2:35. She's not a compulsive person, he writes, but maybe she's turning into one and spending more each day than she makes. Oh, so she's spending more money each day than she makes. Thought you might want to discuss online shopping compulsion on your show. So that's something that I think some of us are even falling victim to. I yesterday spent $150 on an online shopping site, and I really wasn't planning on shopping that night. But the ad popped up. And so let's go back to at work. How many of you guys have noticed, and ladies, that your partner does a lot of shopping online during the day? All right? Manufacturers and stores are brilliant. They know that half to three quarters of all U.S. workers are chained to a computer at work. And these computers bring up online ads. Now, here's the catch. If you are only on your workstation doing work, your employer already has blocks for these ads up. You should not be getting ads while you are at work working on the software at work. Where this is happening is for those of us screwing around either on a break, on lunch, or during our work shift, going off the software for our work to go online and go on our Facebook or social media or play Candy Crush. Or this hypothetically, this isn't, you know, personal experience, of course. Or Google the news. Trump said something like, oh, that's a load of crap. I don't know. He said some funny stuff. You might be like, I want to hear what Trump said today. And boom. Now you are falling victim to ads. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't think that these ads are going, well, most people are online at night, and so that's when we're going to get a bigger bang for our buck. These ads know gosh darn well that while we are at work, we are bored. And when we're bored, we are going to be looking for other things subconsciously to do. And shopping is something you could do. You could also do very quickly. You could sneak a shop in. Listen, I see it. When I run around work, I see people looking at purses and blouses and guns and footwear and sports. And I'm like, okay, you know, I don't want to interrupt your shopping spree, but can I ask you something about where I know... I'm not stupid. We all kind of go online and look at stuff. And it's so funny how, you know, it is so funny how just walk into people's offices and they're sitting there shopping. And, or they're window shopping, right? They're looking at different types of stuff or whatever. Okay, it happens. So now you're married to somebody who doesn't go to the stores all the time. Isn't always at Macy's or JCPenney or Walmart. Right? Has budgeted money and all that. And all of a sudden now, you're starting to see more and more payments pop up. Why? Online. The computer will change you as a person. It will. You might not be the type of person to go and go to a peep show or get a pornographic film and watch it. Yet, computers will now allow you to watch porn anytime. So something you would have never done, now you do because computers make it easy. Okay? So I bought yesterday 5 blouses. That's what I bought. I never buy 5 of anything. No, maybe 4. It cost about $150. I don't know. There was a coupon. There was a discount. Whatever. And I'm like, well, that's a better price I could get than if I go to a store. It saves me time. I don't have to get undressed. I hate getting undressed. Do you guys remember years ago, decades ago, where there were cameras in the dressing rooms behind the mirror? They were like two-way mirrors. I don't know what that was. It was like decades ago. And so I never like to go into a dressing room to change because I think there's two-way mirrors. I think there's people there watching. So then I try to look behind the mirror, try to see what kind of a mirror it is, right? And or what I'll do is I'll have a bathing suit on underneath, and I just, like, paranoid like that. I don't want people watching me. I think that's ridiculous. One place I was at, there was a JCPenney, and the camera is up on the ceiling. And the camera can look right into the room, but the mirror. So even though you don't, even though the door may cover it with the room, it looks at the mirror so it could see you undressed. I'm like, oh, hell no. I mean, I'm assuming it can. It all depends on the angle. So I stopped going there to shop because I don't want to undress and, you know, there'd be a reflection in the mirror. The other thing you could do is you could go really, really close to the mirror. I know, it's stupid. It's stupid. So, all right, so let's look at online shopping. All right, how do you know if you're addicted to online shopping? So Psychology Today has a nice piece of a nice piece on this. And I guess there's a new study in the journal Plus One that examined the parallels between online shopping and addiction. And they found three key factors that made you vulnerable to an online shopping addiction. If you like to buy anonymously and avoid social interaction. They say for people who don't like dealing with a crowded mall or the social interaction of checking out, buying online is a perfect solution. They say people with pathological shopping often feel shame and regret about their shopping. So they like the anonymity and the privacy of online shopping, and that could, from a psychological perspective, put you more at risk. If you enjoy a wide variety and constant availability of items, all right, well, online stores never close. You can shop at 2 in the morning. Plus, you can play around with the colors. If you're like, I don't like this, do they have this in blue? You could click on it. It's the same model, it's the same picture, but photoshopped in blue. If you like to get instant gratification, you are one click away. Another thing, you know what, let me come up with my own. I'm not as excited about this, and we'll talk about compulsive online shopping things, but for me, it's if you guys are into getting a deal, if you really want to get me, give me a 20% coupon, a 20% off coupon. I will go to the website just to use a 20% coupon. I fall for coupons all the time. I am a sucker for coupons. Then if there's points or something else and you add more money off, you want to walk away thinking that you're ahead. You got ahead. And so for those of us, you see, there's something for everybody. They know how to make a lot of people tick. So what are some signs that you are a compulsive online shopper? Well, they have a list here. One is, I feel like I can't stop online shopping even if I wanted to, or I've tried to stop without being able to. Online shopping has hurt my relationships, work, or financial situation. My partner, family members, or friends are concerned about my online shopping, and I end up in arguments with them over it. I think about online shopping all the time. I get grumpy or upset if I can't shop online. I couldn't care less, but anyway. If my smartphone isn't charged, that's when I go through some issues. Online shopping is the only thing that helps me relax or feel better. Well, that's a problem. I hide things that I buy because I'm afraid other people will think it's unreasonable or a waste of money. I often feel guilty after I go online shopping. I spend less time doing other things that I enjoy because of online shopping. And finally, I often buy things that I don't need or much more than I planned, even when I can't afford it. So compulsive buying and compulsive shopping is probably one of the most under-discussed addictions, because it's all about the opioid addiction and marijuana and alcohol and nicotine. We have millions and millions of people right now shopping online. And Amazon and Walmart and everybody is training us to do it that way. Careful. Watch yourself. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So good news, the unemployment rate hits 3.9%. Donald Trump was talking about how we passed the 4% mark. That's huge. This is a rare low hit at 3.9%. Job market is becoming more competitive. The Labor Department released its April hiring and unemployment report on Friday. And boy, people are excited about that. This is the lowest rate since the year 2000. And it's a sign that the job market has become more competitive, according to the New York Times. Apparently, it was 4.1% since last fall. They say 164,000 jobs were added last month. Wall Street economists had expected an increase of about 193,000, so 164,000 is still pretty good. Let me see what else we have. So, some of you have also found that you're making a little bit more money. Average earnings rose about 4 cents an hour last month and are up 2.6% over the past year. American employers continue to find reasons to expand their payrolls, they're saying. April marked the 91st consecutive month of job gains. This is one of the longest streaks of increases on record. The average monthly gain has declined each year since 2014, they say, but that's normal for an economy that's been in recovery. And again, we are still recovering from the Great Recession. And this is one of the very few times I have, one of the very few fiscal quarters where I have said, I have not really said we are still in a recession. Now, I'm fortunate because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in Las Vegas, we are booming. Luck of the draw, we got the Golden Knights. Golden Knights have been doing awesome in the playoffs. I know they lost to the Kings. That's okay, but they're tied. But the Golden Knights have been awesome. Having a professional hockey team in Las Vegas, damn cool. The Raiders are coming, so we're going to be getting an NFL football team. Whether you like the Raiders or not, doesn't matter. We got football coming to Vegas. That's going to help tourism. We have a phenomenal weather. People are getting sick of the snow. People are getting sick of the storms. I'm not sure what's going on with Hawaii and the volcanoes, but I, you know, maybe some people are going to say, you know what, heck with this. And so Las Vegas offers a real, real nice low maintenance from a weather standpoint place to live. Some people say, yeah, but it's landlocked. It's not by the ocean. It takes me 3.5 hours to get to the coast. Right, if I want to get to L.A. for the weekend, I could go to L.A. I could go to L.A. every weekend if I wanted to, and a lot of us do. So, I, you know, when I lived in L.A., it would still be about an hour drive to get to the beach. So, you're, you know, it's dependent on traffic and dependent on, so it's not that bad. It's close enough to a coast if you wanted to, all right, for a weekend. So, you know, in terms of around the country, once we started to make some noise about immigration policies, I think that loosened up some jobs. I believe it did. You know, I mean, you know, Trump is not going to, you know, stand for Americans being out of work, American citizens or legal residents losing jobs to illegal immigrants. Trump's not going to stand for that. A lot of employers are going to get in trouble for hiring illegal immigrants. I know there's a lot of fights and discussions on sanctuary cities out there. But, I mean, we want people to find work, and we want people to work, and we want people to be able to support their kids. But having high unemployment numbers while we are offering, you know, jobs by the thousands to people that don't pay taxes here and that aren't, you know, legal citizens, that had to change. I would love to give everybody citizenship. And that's, I think, a goal of America, to whoever wants to be a citizen here can take that path. Absolutely. But take the path. My dad had to take the path. My dad had to become a legal citizen. My grandmother and grandpa had to. I mean, if my family had to become legal citizens, my mom's side was already American. But, you know, they that was just the way things were in the 60s when they came to this country. They were like, we don't want to be deported, so we are going to go down the pathway and do whatever. He had to learn his history. He had to learn American history. He had to take a test. He had to learn the Constitution. He had to learn more than I did in school to become a citizen of the United States. And, you know, he was glad to do it. He was honored to do it. And he was proud to do it. So, you know, I believe that maybe the policies that Trump has put forth has stimulated a lot of this. Now, and that's just me. Alright? Now, they say the drop in unemployment rate may be partially explained by a contraction in the labor force last month. They say jobless rates are reaching historically low levels. I think employers are still, I guess, waiting to see what happens with the whole tariff thing and all that, and, you know, if Beijing's going to retaliate or whatever. But, you know, I think America first isn't that bad a notion when it comes to, well, let's get ourselves fixed. You know, one thing in medicine we learn is we always teach our, you know, medical students and nurses or whatever to not become a victim. Okay? You are no good to your patients if you're not healthy or if you're not safe. Like with CPR or basic first aid, ACLS, any of these classes you guys are taking to help people around you, They say don't become a victim yourself. You becoming a victim or needing help yourself doesn't help anybody else. So stay safe. Okay? You know, don't just run into a burning building. You know, make sure if you're going to enter a burning building, you make sure you're safe so then you aren't a second victim. Well, for America to help other countries, we need to be healthy ourselves. If we are in debt, if we are cash strapped, if we can't afford, you know, to treat our U.S. citizens with basic health care, how are we supposed to help other countries? And sometimes you just need to go, you want to know what? I need to fix myself. Now, that also translates to you from a psychological or personal level. What if you are the one in the family that has to take care of everybody else? What if you are the oldest sister or the oldest brother? Even if you're not the oldest, you just end up being the one that has your poop together the most, so it all lands on you. Now, that happened to me, where I was the one that had to support family members, and, you know, because I was the one that was the doctor. All right? And then when it got to the recession, it was bad. You know, we couldn't handle it all in terms of money. And we had to isolate ourselves. So, you know, I don't know what? We have got to prepare ourselves right now. And then we could be in a better position. But right now, we are being bled out. And it was the hardest decision we had to make. And I had to tell the other family members that they had to collectively group together and as a group take over what me as one single person was doing. Oh, no, 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 we can't do that. No, 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 no. You're me. Why aren't you still helping? No, no, no. I'm like, okay, you know what? The heck with you guys. And that was tough. That was tough to do. And sometimes we have to do tough love with our family members. But for any of you guys that feel that way at work or in the family, where you are the one getting dumped on, and you're the one that has to help everybody, and you're the one that has to be an emotional rock, and you start starting to feel weaker and weaker, well, rather than you filing bankruptcy or going through a breakdown or whatever, sometimes you need to just say, stop. You know what? It's about me right now. I'm going to take the next few months to, you know, make it about me. And it's amazing how if you do get a vacation in, or if you do get some time to yourself, or if you do get to regroup, it is amazing how you can then come back out to help others. Yeah, I just had a recent incident where some coworkers I thought were, you know, all right. And I was like, you know what? I'm done helping everybody out. I'm just going to take some time for me. I took maybe about 48 hours for me. I'm like, all right, I'm back. What do you guys need? It does. It helps. It really sometimes helps. You sometimes need to isolate yourself. And it's a concept that a lot of people don't do. So, kudos to Trump and the Washington administration and to Congress for, you know, passing the, tax cuts. Looks like something's working really, really well. And hopefully once we get to where we need to be, we could definitely help others and we could, you know, expand our immigration policies. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, police have arrested the suspect who may have exposed thousands of patients to hepatitis C. Remember they said, I think about 2,500 people might have been exposed to hepatitis C in this one hospital system? Well, in Puyallup, Washington, and I apologize for my pronunciation, Puyallup police have arrested the suspect. It is a 31-year-old Edgewood woman was booked last night into Pierce County Jail for investigation of two counts of second-degree assault. They say more information was expected to be released earlier at a press conference today, which is supposed to happen in about the next 45 minutes. And detectives received information that the suspect was leaving the country. The suspect has been located, detained, and arrested by detectives. Now, apparently this patient health crisis occurred at MultiCare's Good Samaritan Hospital in Puyallup. This was announced April 30th, and hospital administrators had to urge thousands of people to get tested. I believe that was if you were in the emergency room between August 4th and March 23rd. MultiCare says one of their own emergency room nurses was stealing medications and may have already exposed at least two patients to the disease. As a result, the hospital is now urging thousands of former patients to be tested for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV because of the nurse's alleged actions. Now, to say the hospital says this nurse who was stealing drugs was not new to the industry and has had a license to work in three states. And she passed a drug screen when she first started working last summer. But she had resigned over the allegations, and Puyallup Police Department is currently investigating. Now, when a nurse steals narcotics intended for patients, which is what they believe happened, one way they can do that is pretending to inject the patient and inject themselves. Now, you would think it's, okay, well, if somebody's stealing their narcotics, they're just grabbing their pills, or they're just going to grab the shot, and then maybe they'll just pretend and inject saline instead. But when somebody commits a crime, they may not be thinking about patient safety. And they may be like, oh, wait a second, I'm about to give them a dose. I'm about to give them a CC. They don't need a whole CC. I think a half a CC may be fine. Why don't I take the first half of the CC, the first half CC, and then I'll give the second half CC. I'm good. I don't have any diseases. No one's going to find out. No one's going to find out. So they take the medication. They very easily slip under their coat to hit their vein. Then they can go give the other half to somebody. That's a dirty needle. Because getting a new syringe, getting a new needle, depending on how computerized and electronic these hospitals are or ERs are, maybe getting an additional syringe might trigger some sort of a log or inventory number. Now, I mean, where I worked, we just had a bunch of syringes in a drawer. So you grab a syringe, you get the alcohol, you grab the flu shot, and you do whatever. But for some people, they may be like, no, it's too much getting a new syringe. You know, when you have somebody of that thinking, plus, if they are doping right then and there, they're not going to be that lucid. They say, we've certainly learned that healthcare workers are not immune from the opioid crisis. They said, apparently this all began last year when two patients who were previously treated in the emergency room returned and tested positive for hep C. More tests later showed one of the nurses there also tested positive for the virus. And it turns out they discovered the same nurse was stealing medications. But officials admit they still don't know if she used the same needles on herself as she did on other patients. That's the issue. There's been no other explanation that's come forward. That's according to Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Bachman. So the hospital mailed notifications to more than 2,500 other patients who were in the emergency room at the same time as the nurse. MultiCare says it will pay for testing and treatment for patients and their family members if the disease has spread. They said they've identified about 2,600 patients who received injections of narcotics, antihistamines, or sedatives in the emergency room when this employee was on duty. 95% of the patients who visited the hospital's ER in the past 7 to 8 months should not have anything to worry about. But the other 5% are at risk. So they do accept full responsibility, and this is one hell of a cluster. They say local health departments says hepatitis C is usually transmitted via reused needles. It could also be from sexual activity, sharing toothbrushes, razors. Sharing toothbrushes. People brush their teeth, they bleed. Their gums may bleed. Hepatitis C can live on an inanimate object for a while. You use the toothbrush and you brush yourself, now you got it. So hospital officials stress that they believe only a small portion of those 2,600 who did receive shots may become infected. So you as a patient are probably freaking out that, you know, you're going to be getting an injection by somebody that is tainted. And I don't blame you. Please keep in mind this is rarer than rare. I mean, thousands upon thousands of injections are being done right now in my city at one time. So imagine throughout the whole country. So this case, this is a one in a million or a zillion shot. But the potential is there. And the idea and the concept of the opioid crisis is not immune to healthcare, or healthcare workers are not immune to it. Absolutely. In fact, you have some people that will go into healthcare because that'll be an easier way for them to feed their addiction. Plus, there's jobs in healthcare. Plus, some of them are fascinated with it. You know, a lot of people that do use medications, right, they're really good at the pharmacology of it. You know, some people say, well, how does somebody who abuses drugs and abuses narcotics get through that, you know, that type of schooling? You know your medications well. You really do. You know, and you have a knack for it. You know, just me. Some of the most brilliant people out there can still succumb to an addictive substance. You know, we all have this idea that if somebody does drugs, they're stoned or they're stupid or they're... No. Yes, you could become under the influence of alcohol or marijuana or whatever. You can, and maybe you're not the most lucid then. But a lot of these people may have bipolar. They may have attention deficit. They may have a variety of different things that allow them to have amazing IQs, be brilliant in their art or their science or their whatever they're really good at it, literature, prose, but they need to calm down or they need to treat something that they're treating or they're battling a depression and has nothing to do with their brilliance. So absolutely, you can have somebody become a nurse, become a medical assistant, become a doctor, become a physician assistant. You can have a doctor of osteopath, a chiropractor. You can have somebody that goes through that schooling, does very, very well because it has nothing to do with their intelligence. And as we have more people concerned about getting access, don't be shocked that we're going to have more of these people going into the healthcare field. Medical providers have an easier time getting prescriptions than non-medical providers. They do. Everybody's like, doctors get free medical care. No, we don't. We don't get free medical care. But we do have easier access. Absolutely. If you're working at a hospital, yes, you still have to go through the paperwork and all that, but there's a very good chance you could be seen same day, right after your shift. So if there's people out there going, I may not be able to get my medications, going into the healthcare field would be a huge incentive for them. So I wouldn't be surprised that you'll have people more. Now, just because somebody has a tolerance or a need for chronic pain medicines doesn't mean they're going to become criminal and infect other people. However, when addiction does take over and withdrawal gets scary, you do increase the risk of maybe making poor decisions based on your fear of withdrawal. So I predict we're going to see more of these cases, which means you, as a patient, need to have an advocate there with you if you can't talk, that looks at the injection being withdrawn before it's given to you. None of this doing it in a room privately. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Yeah. You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.